Well, good morning, everyone. Oh, did you feel the love this morning? Awaken love. I think that was one of the most important songs that we sang this morning. Is awaken love. You know, we need to awaken love in this country, in this building, in our homes. We need to awaken love. Awaken love. It's there. It's right there. They just need the right stimulus to awaken it, you know? The right worship service. The right songs. Thank you, Doug. Oh, my goodness. It was a tough week, wasn't it? Every week's a tough week. It seems like tough stories. People need love. And there's a lot of valid news stories on going out there, but our story is love. You know, that's what we're called to release. That's what we're called to release. And we really want to talk about that this month. You know, it's October 1st. Yikes! Oh, my. How many more shopping days before Christmas, Chris? Well, Judy's waiting. She's excited. You know, her favorite holiday. So, Halloween. I mean, no, Christmas. So, yeah. I mean, we want to get into this flow, and we're going to talk about the flow that we need to get into all this month. We talked about getting filled, you know, fill and flow. Nice couple. you know, I was praying for this guy one time, and, you know, I was going, Phil, Phil, Phil. He says, Pastor, I have one question. Who's Phil? We use some jargon in church, don't we? Oh, my gosh. You know, that a lot of Christians have a hard time, like, lost. You know, you're the lost. How would you like to be called the lost? You know what I mean? Oh, so I'm lost in your eyes, you know? We've got to be careful these days. Everybody's on top of it, you know? So we want to get into the flow of God this morning. So the only way I really know to get into the flow, we're going to be talking about all month. There's a flow that comes from the throne of God, the river of God, the flow of God that touches everything. It touches everything. So we want to look at that this morning in our Bibles. Look in the book of John. There's nobody who wants us to flow in that spirit of love and grace and mercy more than our founder and savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, he did it the hard way so our way could be easy. You know, he took the hard way so our way could just be easier. And it's not always easy. I know there's been some hard things, but he makes it easier, doesn't he, Ken? Oh, my gosh, just having Ken just operate in the flow that he operates in, the flow of healing and love, make it easier for me the whole time. You know, I was in the hospital and sick. I mean, he just made it easier. There would be this flow of scripture every morning on my text. You know, that's the flow we're talking about. Positive energy, positive love. And Jesus realized that so much. Jesus is living in the midst of a huge religious system, okay? A huge, controlling, corrupt religious system. But he's also living in a bigger, corrupt political system, okay? The Roman Empire. Remember Caligula? What a name. Caligula. Oh, he was a bad one, you know. And then there was Nero, and that's where we got those suits, the Nero suits. And there was all these monarchs, what are they, dictators. Terrible. And he's living in the midst of all this. Bigger political, awful political system. There were slaves. There were you know, all kinds of degradation, you know, all kinds of bad things going on and all kinds of weird worship. And it was a bad government, you know, just bad. But it was worldwide. It's huge. It's a huge system, a very huge system. What effect can I have on the system? I often ask myself that, little old me. What influence do I have? I feel like I have no influence. You know what I mean? None. Absolutely none. Who's listening to me out there, you know? Give me a hug. Oh, come on, somebody give me a hug. You know, copy and paste this and give me a hug, you know? And I go, oh, I don't know how to copy and paste, you know? Oh, my gosh, how's that person going to feel? I don't love them, you know? If only they knew. There should be somebody instructing us, Roger, on that. So, you know... So here we're in this, it's very similar. We're in this huge system, you know, and we feel very small and insignificant. And Jesus in John, the book of John, chapter 7, he says in verse 37, okay, verse 37, it says, on the last day, don't you feel like sometimes it's your last day, you know? Oh, man, I can't go on no more. You know, on your last day, it says, the great day of the feast. So, you know, I wrote down all this information. I looked it up. You know, it's the last day, the seventh day, celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's the harvest festival, and it lasts for 7 days. And it's soon to be coming here, I think it's next week or following one or the other, in our city. It's going to be huge in our city because we have the third largest Jewish congregation in the nation, okay? And if you will drive through exclusively Jewish neighborhoods, you will see the booth set up in the backyard. And it's the Feast of Tabernacles. And they still set up the booths, a temporary booth that remind them of when they had no home. Just temporary housing. It's really interesting to see all this symbolism of their faith and their culture. And it lasts for 7 days. And the name of it was Rosha Rabbah. Rosha Rabbah. And we have it in, I think it's October 4th through 11th. Yeah. And in the last day, okay, they have this, it's called the water drawing ceremony. Okay. You can look this all up. In your computer, you can look at it. It's all right there. It's all there. You know, Doug, it's right there. You know, I'm not making this stuff up. You can, you know what I mean? And it's called the water drawing ceremony, and it's the most joyous festival of the whole 7 days. The most joyous festival. You know, and they take these golden pitchers. The priests take these golden pitchers, and they run down to the pool of Siloam, you know, and everybody's going down with them. It's a parade, and they're blowing shofars and beating drums and playing flutes and lutes and all these things, and they're running, and they're all excited, and they're dancing. Oh, my gosh, they're having a great time, you know, and they run down to the pool of Siloam. The pool of Siloam is the same pool where Jesus rubbed the mud into the blind guy, and he says, now wash in the pool of Siloam. And his eyes were opened. Oh, we want to open some eyes today, don't we? We want to open some spiritual eyes. We want to open spiritual hearts today to where we really need to be focused. So you have eyes to see where you really need to be focused. And that's what Jesus, he wants to shift the focus. He wants to shift the focus off the religious system. Well, you're religious, aren't you, Dave? Absolutely not. See, people who don't get it say, oh, you're religious, right? I say, no, man, I'm in relationship. See, because religion divides. I'm right, you're wrong. Even on the simplest topics, you know, women in ministry. Oh, my gosh, we have a woman pastor. Well, you know, you know. I mean, if you can't honor a woman, if you can't put a woman on the same level as a man, as the Bible tells us to, I mean, how are you going to honor anything else or anybody else in the church? How are you going to do that? I mean, you know, if you don't have respect, if you're no respecter of persons at that level, how are you going to go any farther? Oh, my goodness. What would Jesus do? Oh, I mean, it's we got a long way to go, folks. Because this system, this religious system, is still bringing shame and doubt and judgment, this huge religious system. You know, I'm in relationship. Relationship brings unity. It brings unity. Religion brings division. Politics brings division. Well, I'm left, I'm right. You know, there's a higher view, folks. We're called to a higher view. And I'm called to preach a higher view, not join in and chime in with the left or the right. That's not my position. As right as they most will be, nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, we're supposed to have a higher view, a heavenly perspective. I call it the kingdom view. I mean, that's what we're called, unless we want to live in division. You know, people with our own, I've seen it dividing friends. I've seen this dividing families. I see the division all over the place. And it's like there's an enemy that's stirring up this division. You know, I'm telling you this morning, if I went to a black church, okay, and I know many, you know, pastors, black pastors in this city, I would be welcomed with open arms in that church. I would be. I would just be welcomed up, you know. They'd bring me up front. Probably, Dave, you're here. You know, and then if any, you know, black person came here, what? We'd welcome them with open arms. We will. I think what people prefer is to be with people they like. They feel more comfortable with, you know. And yeah, we want to break down the barriers if we can, but I mean, do we have to force this thing? Oh, should I shut up now? Somebody tell me to shut up out there. Judy's not here. So anyway, so here's this feast, and they're running. Where was I? They're running up and down the steps, up and down the steps with pitchers, golden pitchers. One has wine, one has water. You know, they're running up and down the steps, and they run up to the altar. They run up to the altar, and they pour all the, you know, the pitchers of water. They do it 7 times because it's a lucky number, and they do it, and they pour it all over the place, all over their face. And this is it. Psalm 118. See, now you tell them, not religious. This is what they're singing. I didn't put this up there, but this is what they're singing. It's Psalm 118, verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them. I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. See, they go from the pool of Siloam through the water gate. There's 7 gates, I think, in the temple. And they go through the water gate. See, they go through the purification. They go through the washing of the water of the word. It's symbolistic. They go through this whole thing. And what is that? Jesus is the water of life. Jesus is the water of life. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're singing about Jesus, and they don't even know it. They're singing about Jesus, the stone which the builders rejected. That's Jesus. That's our cornerstone. But they're going to reject him. They're going to reject him. It says he's become the chief cornerstone. Yes, he is. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the oppression, regardless of the political system, this is the day, regardless of the religious system, this is the day I will rejoice and be glad in it because my focus is on him. My focus, oh, when we sang every breath I take, it's no more real to me this morning than ever before. Oh, just have lung surgery, huh, Betty? Every breath I take. Because it's a short one on the left side. You know, whew. Oh my goodness, you're more aware. You're more awake to his love. You're more awake when you encounter his love, his salvation. That's what salvation means. It means healing, deliverance, peace, love, joy. Oh, anyone who has not seen this ceremony, this is what it says, has never rejoiced in his life. Whew. We're getting close, aren't we? Oh, we're rejoicing. Oh, they circle the altar 7 times and they pour the water out back over to John. So on the last day, that great day of the feast, they're rejoicing, they're running. And Jesus, man, he runs up. I think he gets higher than everybody else in the middle of this thing. And he cries out, is anybody thirsty? Whew. Is anybody thirsty? In the middle, he disrupts This dude is wild, I'm telling you. He's not that white bread Jesus you see on a, you know, I mean, he's just not. He's a wild man, Semitic, you know. Oh, my goodness, you know, I mean, that's why I love him. He's so unpredictable. He's so, you want to attract God, do something unpredictable. You know, I mean, so he runs up and he gets up in front of everybody in church. Okay, this is church, folks. This is their greatest ceremony. Is anybody thirsty? Whew. Anybody thirsty? Oh, when we desire to be united with God in a way that is beyond ceremony. That is beyond ceremony. To know God as family and father. Oh, that's where he's headed. To know God. And they wouldn't even use his name, God's name. And I'm going to show you, he calls him Father. We could call him Father. He says, is anybody thirsty? Is anybody thirsty? It says, he who believes in me, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of him. Out of who? Out of you. Out of him. Out of Doug, out of Roger, out of all of us, out of Mike, out of Kathy, all of us, out of you will flow rivers. Not a stream, not a trickle, not a pitcher, not a bucket, not a glass, but rivers. Rivers of living water. Oh, what's flowing in your life, folks? I'm telling you. What's flowing out? When somebody pokes you, what's flowing out? Whew. When somebody cuts you off, what's flowing out? When somebody, you know, gives you a post that you don't like, what's flowing out? Ooh, what's flowing in your life? Let's get something flowing. Let's get into the flow. I mean, if we're Christians, let's get into the flow of that what he's all about. We need to flow. We really need to flow. Whew. Oh, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river. Are you going to use that soon? That flows from the throne of God. Oh, it's in Revelation. Oh, we don't have to wait for Revelation. It's now. We can wait now. There is a river. Oh, and it comes by preaching the kingdom, not religion. It comes by preaching the kingdom. This is the day. This is the day Jesus takes a stand. He takes a stand. He runs up and he takes a stand. Oh, my goodness. They were so confused. There's a lot of confusion out there, isn't there? Have you noticed? Wow. You know, I didn't put it up there, but it says, many from the crowd heard him saying, and some said, this truly is a prophet. Mm-hmm. The other said, this is the Christ. Mm-hmm. But some said, can Christ come out of Galilee? You know? So there's all these questions. Guess what, folks? Questions aren't wrong. We're all on a journey. If you have questions, keep asking. I sat this morning meditating on, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, meditating on it. And I said, God, what attracts you? This is my meditation. What attracts you? What attracts you? And I think questions attract God. Journey, on your journey, questions. Oh, God, what is this all about? Where is my place in it? Oh, you saved my life. What do you want me to do now? That's what mine is lately. You know, I'm 72 years old. You saved my life. Now what's left? What do you want me to do? There's got to be something really that I need to be doing on a daily basis to touch other people, to flow in his love, not agitate people, not irritate people, not condemn people, not to judge people. There's something, I mean, this humbles you, folks. This really humbles you. All your opinions, all your attitudes about who you are and about God, it humbles you under the mighty hand of God. Whew. So something can, when he squeezes you like that, you know what I mean? When he squeezes, something got to come out, you know? Something, how juicy are you, you know? Oh, let's go over to Matthew 6. Matthew 6. There it is, someplace. Matthew 6. It's right before Mark. Okay, Matthew 6. You're probably there already. Oh, it says Matthew 7. Maybe I did it wrong. I don't know. I did it. There you go, 6. So Jesus gets with his disciples. They're asking him how to pray. How do I pray in this hour? How do I pray in this hour when I'm surrounded by a huge corrupt political system and a huge corrupt religious system, how do I pray? And he says, therefore, do not be like them, for their Father knows the things that you have need of before you even ask. This is comforting. God knows. God knows. He cares. He cares about you. So in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father. Whew. This is the most prayed prayer in the whole world. I'm telling you, everybody knows the Our Father. I do many funerals every year, so many funerals, because when somebody dies, okay, they want to minister. In the end, most of them want to minister. Just try to help them bridge that gap, you know what I mean? They didn't go to church, which is all right, that's fine. I tell them it's not about church, okay? I mean, it's about relationship. And at the end of it, I always go, now let's pray together. Let's say the Our Father. And everybody goes, Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, I mean, everybody knows it, you know? And that's what Jesus wanted. That's what God wanted. He wanted, regardless of whether you're feeling it here or getting it, because he wants to be called Father. Not somebody out there, you know, the big man upstairs. You know, I mean, he wants to be called Abba. That's his desire of his heart. Call me Father. This was another sacrilegious moment in the life of Jesus, you know. I mean, they were outraged that you would call Almighty God Father. They didn't even use his name. And he's saying now, use Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come. Whew. Let your kingdom be released. Let your kingdom, I'm not a political system, not a religious system, a kingdom system. Our great King Jesus, a benevolent King, a loving Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Oh, let it be poured out. He wants to pour out his kingdom through you, folks. Everything that the kingdom is, love, joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to look at that scripture. What is the kingdom? It's love, joy. It's love, joy, peace, and the Holy Spirit. What's flowing in your life? Is peace flowing? Is love flowing? Is joy flowing? What's flowing? What's flowing? I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it flow out. I'm seeing it flow out in all kinds of places, you know? And social media is one of the places where you just see it flow out. And you go, whoa. You know, I mean, it seems like nothing is hidden and people want to make their opinion known. They want to make their opinion known. But what's flowing out? How are you affecting other people? How are you touching other people? How are you representing the kingdom of his dear son? The kingdom of love. How are you representing it? It's my job as a leader to represent it in a good way, a blessed way, a righteous way, a loving way, regardless. He loved you while you were yet sinners. Give everybody else a break. I was the worst. Oh, like Paul, I was the worst of sinners. Never gave God a thought, you know? Sin, just sin. Oh my goodness. Your kingdom come, inviting the atmosphere of heaven. I love it. That's what I love this morning. You're inviting the atmosphere of heaven into this place, led by the worship team. The atmosphere of heaven. You can enter into a place and bring the atmosphere of heaven. You know that? People can come to your house and feel the atmosphere of heaven. Depending on where your heart is. I mean, it's not just reserved for church. It's a good place to build it up among other believers and brothers and sisters in Christ. Black, you know, white, Hispanic, whatever, you know. What are you, Roger? I forgot. Australia. New Zealanders. We love them New Zealanders. I mean, whoever, you know, I mean, young, old. We're not trying to get a church all the hipsters. We want to get all the hipsters, you know what I mean? So we're going to have Starbucks coffee and donuts. We have bagels. Oh, my goodness. What people do to attract people. What attracts God? Love. Love. Embrace. Love. That's what it is. Love never fails, folks. I'm banking on that because the word says it. Love never fails. And sometimes it looks like it's failing. You know, even in my own family, you know. Sometimes it looks like it's failing. Try to kiss your, 27-year-old son or whatever. Oh, when I was sick, they kissed me. Woo. Wow. And I said, and they answered their phone calls. You know. So he says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done." God's got a plan. It might not be our plan. God's got a plan. He revealed his plan. Okay? He's got a plan. Hold on, I'm coming. We were going to do that song today. Oh my goodness, I love that song. Oh my gosh, hold on. He's coming with his plan. He's coming, and it's bigger than you can imagine. Okay, and it's beyond what you even think. It's huge, and it's going to astonish everybody. Amen. I mean, the atmosphere of heaven on the earth, your life, your city. Oh, that's salvation, folks. That's salvation, inviting salvation into this atmosphere. You know, what does he say? Open the windows of heaven and I'm going to pour out a blessing that you can't contain. What do we do when we worship? What do we do when we pray? What do we do when we love somebody? What do we do when we embrace somebody, when we encourage somebody? We open the windows of heaven. Whew. Oh, we need to open it wide. We need to open it wide. Open the heaven, windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing. What's he say? Bless those that hurt you. Bless those that curse you. Bless those that despitefully use you. Are we listening? This is the kingdom. We're talking about being a kingdom. This is not our political. Don't be having an expectation for the political system that's beyond. Come on, it might never happen, folks. We might not be, skipping down the road with, our senator singing Kumbaya, it might never happen, folks. Or it might happen the way you like it for 4 years, and then it'll, happen the way you don't like it for the next four. It's always been like that. Oh, man, I loved Lincoln. He was so much fun. But Hoover, he was boring. Eisenhower, he wasn't bad. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I've lived that long, to see it all come and go, come and go. Anybody watching the Vietnam thing? Oh, boy, revealing, sad, opens my heart. Want to be a greater lover, a blesser, a healer, an encourager. Oh, my goodness. It's just been going on and on and on, and we might do the same thing again. History may repeat itself, folks. Where's our position? Where's our position? What's our stand? Oh, how do we need to be praying in this hour? How do we need to be praying? We need to be praying in relationship that brings unity. Our Father, we are all children of God, and I am saying all. God loves the little children. It's not us and them. It is not, the church has taken the stand, us and them. We're here to break down that thing. Not us and them. It's us, it's us, it's us. It's all of us. God loves the children. Luke 17, 20. Matthew, Mark, Luke 17. Oh, it's a hard place to be, but not as hard, but he made it easy. Luke 17, 20. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees, remember who the Pharisees are? Leaders of the religious system. You might know some of them in this hour. When the kingdom of God would come. When would the kingdom of God come? He answered then and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation." You can't see it in a system, Well, that's the kingdom right there. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's it, That guy's wearing robes. That must be it, Or they're having a good ceremony. It's in that ceremony, That's not the kingdom, folks. It's not the kingdom. Nor will they say, "See here and see there." For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Where is it? Within you. you carry the kingdom of God. You will step out of this sanctuary today, either worldly-minded or kingdom-minded. You will step out of this sanctuary today with all your prejudices and your hates and your fears and all your anger and frustration, or you'll walk out with a kingdom mentality. Hallelujah. Woo! Joyous. Rejoicing. Full of hope. Full of hope and love and grace to the first person you touch. I want to think of the first person you touch, whether it be the waitress, you know, or the guy who cuts you off on the freeway, or, you know, maybe one of your little kids. That's the kingdom, folks. You need to embrace them. You need to love them. You need to encourage them. They're right there. It says, the kingdom of God is within you. What's going on in there? See, that's why I take every morning to sit down with God and say, what's going on? And just clear that, you know. Clear. Clear that whole thing. See, it's not a building. It's not candles. It's not robes. It's not liturgy. It's not feast days. It's not feast days anymore. He says it's not that kind of thing. It says it's within you, in people who have already made, you know, people out there have already made up their mind about church. Never go back. They don't have to. They don't have to go back. Why did they make up their mind about church? Because somehow they got hurt. They got judged. They got turned away. Somehow. You're here to change their mind. Not get them to go to church. Get them to change their mind about God, who He is, and how much He loves them. Just to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Just be harmless. Be wise. You know, don't come on with that Christian jargon. You know what I mean? Well, brother, you're lost. I'm here to find you, you know. I'm here to be saved. Well, I told you back in the day, you know, they had that bumper sticker, you know, that I just couldn't stand. It was a terrible bumper sticker. And I'm going to think of what it said pretty soon. Turn or burn. Yeah, that was the one. Love that bumper sticker, you know. Right at me. Yeah, turn or burn. Oh, my gosh. No, it was called I lost it. No, I found it. That was it. I'm going to get it right. I found it. I said, what do you mean I found it? I didn't lose nothing. I know Jesus. I was an altar boy. You know what I mean? I found it. Why did that irritate me so much? I don't, just a bumper sticker. We got to watch how we're talking to people. See, we want to bring relationship with the living God. We want to flow with people. Flow. I don't care if they don't even agree with your political or your religious stand. Find the flow. Find the flow. That's what Jesus, He's finding the flow in people's lives. Let's end at Romans 14:17. 14:17. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back because they haven't worked hard enough yet. They have not done enough songs. And they love me. But this song that we're doing, Seek First, okay, is such a declaration. It's such a wonderful declaration to me. I love it. You know, joy is the ability to celebrate God's goodness. That's what joy is. It's the ability to celebrate God's goodness in the middle of a mess. What mess are you in? You know, we all have sort of the same mess that we're in, and then we have personal messes, and, you know. But it's the ability, really, to celebrate in the middle of a mess, to see good and see God's salvation in the middle of it, to stay positive, to stay thirsty for more, to stay hungry, because out of you will flow. Out of you will flow. Oh. It says in Romans, it says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not about ceremonies and, you know, what you eat and what you don't eat and fasting and holy days and all that kind of thing. It's not about that. It's about righteousness and peace and the Holy Ghost. What spirit are you moving in? What's flowing out of you? We've been filled with the Spirit all last month. Filled with the Spirit. I want more, Lord. I want more, Lord. What, so you can get fat? No, so you can release it, so it can just flow out of you. We can just flow out of you. You know, love has the Spirit has a direction, and it's outward. It's not inward, it's outward. It's outward. It says the Holy Spirit, for he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace. I've always been a lover of peace. Ask my friend Char. You know, I love peace. Peace. I wore the peace symbol. You know, once I took a trip with some friends and down to her ex-husband's house in West Virginia, and I had my peace t-shirt on, you know, and one of the people came up to me and said, hey, what's that mean? They talk like that down there. And I said, oh, it means peace, peace. They said, no, it means the denial of Jesus Christ. I was flabbergasted. What? I didn't mean that. I didn't have that intent. I just wanted peace. It says, how do you fulfill peace? The kingdom of heaven is peace. Therefore, pursue the things that make for peace and the things which will edify one another. Oh, let's all stand together. Let's all stand together. I love when we stand together. And we're going to sing this song as we close this service. But remember, we're going to be here all month, flowing, just flowing in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Love that conquers my fear and regret. A joy.